This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I welcome you once again to Kadurado Muslims Fiqh Council. Yas'alunaka, they ask you. A program where we receive your questions through our email, fiqhcouncilco@gmail.com, and we answer these questions. And I have to let you know that we have almost 50 pending questions. I travel a lot, and probably from the background you can tell that I try my best to answer these questions, but mashallah, there is a lot of demand. Alhamdulillah, we will strive to answer each one of these questions, inshallah. We received a question from our own Shu'aib Dilwar, meaning our local brother, Brother Shu'aib. He's asking regarding this question, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha in the Salah behind the Imam. Let me begin answering this question by saying, SubhanAllah, one of the benefits of living in the West, in the United States and Europe, is striving to follow the dalil, the evidence. Normally, if you live in a country where only the madhab being exercised and practiced, meaning the people follow a certain madhab, school of thought, you do not see or question normally what you're doing, or question what others are doing, because everybody is doing the same thing. And if you look at the Muslim world in brief, the brothers who came from India and Pakistan, they normally follow the school of thought of Imam Abi Hanifa, rahimahullah. The brothers who came from the Arabia, the peninsula, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, they follow the school of thought of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah. The brothers who came from Syria, Egypt, and Palestine, they normally follow the school of thought of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. The brothers who come from West Africa, Morocco and Algeria and Libya, they normally follow the school of thought of Imam Malik, rahimahullah. So if you live in these places, you know, you just adopt the inherited practice, and you don't question it, nor you question anyone else who around you. But now when we travel and we get to live in the United States, and you find yourself in a masjid where these nationalities and these madhahib are praying together, and then you start questioning what you're doing, or questioning what other people are doing. And consequently, you now strive to look for the evidence, for the dalil, what the Prophet ﷺ said regarding the opinion. And in no way we're asking you to abandon the madhab. No, actually the madhab, the school of thought, becomes the guiding light to understand the evidence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this context, I want to say something, brothers and sisters in Islam, and I always say that in my talks and lectures, a sign that the organization or this masjid is successful that when you enter the masjid, you see every nationality, every language, every ethnic group is presented. Not in multitudes, not in a huge number, but when you look around you, you will find a Pakistani, you will find an Indian, you will find an Egyptian, you will find an Arabian, you will find a Syrian, you will find a Moroccan, you will find an Algerian, you will find an African, you will find an Sudanese. All nationalities are presented. And I always say this, a sign that the organization, that religious organization, which is the masjid, is not successful or their approach is not the proper approach, whether it is the imam or whether it is the organization itself represented in the body of trustees or directors, that you walk into that facility and you only see one color, one language, one ethnic group. Because that is not Islam. Islam is an umbrella where a lot of people can fit right under that umbrella, brothers and sisters in Islam. With this, inshallah, I will try to answer the question of brother Shuaib, and I will try to be very brief. First of all, consensus that the imam is the person who is leading the salah, must recite Surah Al-Fatiha himself in every rak'ah of the salah. There is no question about this, because reciting Al-Fatiha is a pillar of the salah. The imam, we're talking about the imam, whether the salah is loud, meaning jahri, meaning he recites loudly, and that can happen in the two rak'ahs of al-fajr, the first two rak'ahs in al-maghrib, and the first two rak'ahs of al-isha, or silent, meaning salatul dhuhr, salatul asr, all of it, the third rak'ah in salatul maghrib, and the last two in salatul isha, he must recite al-fatiha, the imam. So this is number one. Number two, if you pray by yourself, if you pray individually, you must recite Surah Al-Fatiha in each unit, in each rak'ah, whether the salah is loud or silent, like the imam. There is no disagreement or different opinions regarding those two. Now, once it comes to you being led in the salah, allow me to use the term being imamed in the salah, what should you do? We have two extremes, and extremes in a good sense. The first one is the new scholars of the school of thought of Imam al-Shafi'i, Hudatha al-Shafi'iyya, or Muhdith al-Shafi'iyya, أو محدث الشافعية, and I don't mean in a bad way, meaning there is قدماء الشافعية, the old school of thoughts of الإمام الشافعي, and the new school of thought of الإمام الشافعي. The new school of thought of الإمام الشافعي, they say you must recite الفاتحة if you are being led in the salah, whether the salah is loud or silent, in each unit, whether the imam gives you a chance to recite or not. And that's an extreme. And we'll explain that. Why? They base this on the ahadith regarding the fact that Surah Al-Fatiha is a pillar of the salah. We have multiple hadith that says that whoever does not recite Surah Al-Fatiha in each unit of his salah, in each rak'ah of his salah is not accepted. So this is one extreme. But the jurists responded to this opinion with one analogy, which is what? If someone joins the salah in the ruku'ah, imagine somebody who joined the salah late, and he arrived when the imam is saying Allahu Akbar, to bow down to make the ruku', and he catches the ruku' with the imam. The question here, will that person, will he have to repeat that unit? Will he quote the salah in the ruku'? The answer is no. That unit is actually valid. So that means the salah can be valid, the rak'ah, the unit can be valid without you reciting al-Fatiha in it. That's one answer, one extreme, like I say. The other extreme is the school of thought of Imam Abi Hanifa, which is what? You don't have to recite Surah al-Fatiha if you are led in the salah, whether the salah is loud, meaning Fajr, the two rak'ahs, Maghrib, the first two of al-Maghrib, and the first two of al-Asha, or whether the salah is silent, meaning Salatul Dhuhr, Salatul Asr, the third rak'ah of al-Maghrib, the last two rak'ahs of al-Asha. You don't have to recite Surah al-Fatiha. And again, this is another extreme. Now, the issue here that we have is the imams who do not follow the school of thought of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, they do not allow those who pray behind them time to read Surah al-Fatiha. Immediately, as soon as they finish reciting Surah al-Fatiha, they immediately engage in the recitation of the Quran. And now we know that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us that when the Imam reads, then hear, listen to him. وَإِذَا قَرَأَ الْإِمَامُ فَأَنْصِتُ. Hadith of Imam Muslim. When the Imam recites Quran in the Salah, listens. And the verse, most probably, a lot of the scholars of Tafsir mentioned that this verse was revealed regarding the Salah. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِطُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Quran is being recited, listen to it tentatively, tentatively, with submission, with a hearing, with a hearing, so that you may attain the mercy of Allah. So now, how in the world will you be able to fulfill this command when the Imam does not give you time to recite al-Fatiha after he finishes reciting the Fatiha and he immediately engages in the recitation of the Quran, the Surah? But here comes another question, which is theoretical question, theory. Does the Imam have an evidence for initiating the qira'ah of the surah immediately after finishing reciting Surah al-Fatiha in the salah? Absolutely. Hadith ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to recite in the salah, he would pause, he would stay silent in two occasions. One occasion after takbiratul ihram, after he says Allahu Akbar to enter into the salah, the first takbira in the salah, and we know what he would say then, meaning he would make dua al istiftah, the dua that you make at the beginning of the salah silently. And the second sakta, the second silence, moment of silence, is after he finishes reciting the Quran, in order to make a break or to separate the Quran from Allahu Akbar before the ruku', so that you don't assume that Allahu Akbar is part of the Quran. So here is an evidence that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never given a pause or time for you to recite the Quran, recite al-Fatiha, after he finishes his own recitation. There is an evidence for it. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, here is the correct view regarding the person who is being imamed. Without going into a lot of details because we'd like to limit this to 15-16 minutes video, inshallah. If the salah is loud, meaning fajr, the first two rak'ahs of al-maghrib, the first two rak'ahs of al-isha, and the imam is not a shafi'i, meaning he does not allow you time after he finished reciting Surah al-Fatiha, and he immediately engages in reciting the Quran, his recitation is sufficient for you. You do not have to recite al-Fatiha by yourself in the loud salah. What is the evidence? What I mentioned, the verse, Sahih al-Imam Muslim, hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ الْإِمَامُ لِيُؤْتَمَّ بِهِ. The imam is there to be imaming, to lead you in the salah. When he says Allahu Akbar, say Allahu Akbar after him. وَإِذَا قَرَأَ فَأَنْصِطُوا. And if he recites, then listen. Don't recite. وحديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في مسند أحمد وسنن الترمذي والنسائي وأبي داود. حديث أبي هريرة, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting the Quran and one of his companions behind him was reciting al-Fatiha while he was reciting the Quran after the Fatiha. After he finished the salah, he looked, one of you was reciting while I was reciting. The companion said, yes, ya Rasulullah. He said, don't do this because you were competing with me. I thought somebody was competing with me. When I recite, pause. Don't listen to me. Hadith fi Sunan Ibn Majah, hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma, wal hadith sahahahu al Imam al Albani, Sheikh al Albani rahimahullah wa Abdul Rahman. Man kana lahu imam, if you have imam in the salah, fa qira'atul imam lahu qira'ah, meaning if the imam recites al-Fatiha is good for you. Now, let's come to the silent salah, meaning salatul dhuhr, the four rak'ahs, salatul asr, four rak'ahs, the third rak'ah in salatul maghrib, and the last two rak'ah in salatul isha, the third and the fourth, silent salah. Go ahead and recite al-Fatiha in this silent salah. With this, inshallah, you have, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, by the permission of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have coincided with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khayra. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Fas'alu ahla al-dhikri in kuntum la ta'lamun. فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.